We continue to talk about things that matter to you. One of those that is that according to the National Development Plan, at least 1,000 or 100, I meant to say, new PhDs are needed in academia per year. This is to adequately resource the South African higher education system. How do we do that? How can we do that? How long will it take us to do that? Well, we've got Professor Sara Masuetsa, CEO of the NIHSS, who says this will go a long way in transforming the higher education system. Prof, good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Good morning, Abongile. Thanks for having me.
My goodness. Prof, there's so much to talk about around this. But before we go anywhere, what is the NIHSS?
Abongile, the National Institute for the Humanities and Social Sciences was established in 2013 by the then Minister of Higher Education and Training, Dr. Nzimande, and he's obviously back in the hot seat. We were established to support the humanities and social sciences more broadly, but specifically we had to come up with programs to support the humanities. And one of those big programs inside the institute is the doctoral program. So what we have done in our very short existence in 4.5 years, what we have done is we've recruited over 600 PhDs candidates throughout the country, and some of them are in your province, some of them are in my province, and throughout the country, really. We've supported them financially, given them a scholarship. We've also supported them through a mentorship program. And in the 4 years, I think we've now graduated about 200 of those students. I think it gives us enormous pride that when we started in 2013, most people were saying, where are you going to find these PhDs? And most of them, 80% of them are black. Where are you going to find these PhDs? I think we said, let's try. I think there are many people who said pigs are going to fly if we're going to even graduate 50 of those. And currently we have 200, and we're very proud of that. Other than that, we also support academics inside universities in their project, in their research projects, making sure that books are published. We also have different programs outside of universities because we believe that the humanities and social sciences are going to flourish and are going to really ascend their rightful place in society if we also work with other entities outside of the university, because we believe that the humanities and social sciences are not just in the ivory towers of universities. So we work with a number of entities that, for example, we work with Lily's Leaf Museum, we work with we currently are now in conversation with Apartheid Museum. We are also working with Market Theatre. As you know, Market Theatre has a very rich history in South Africa, given the role that it played in during apartheid, and it continues to play even today. I think one of our also special projects is called the Humanities and Social Sciences Awards. We hold that in around March, and it includes around 40 judges that read books, consider contemporary art submissions from academics and outside of academia, but those who are linked in academia. So it's a very, I think, ambitious project that Dr. Nzimande wanted to set up, and I'm very proud that in a very short space of time we've been able to hold, for example, successful awards for 4 years, and some of the winners have been very prominent individuals in our country. Last year, I think we honored Fred Khumalo. The previous year, we honored Ndate Dikgang Moseneke. So, and it's only just, 30-odd individuals, 32 individuals inside the institute. But I think we've done well in a very short space of time. So that's the institute in a nutshell, set up in 2013 and I think going strong, fully supported by the Department of Higher Education. That's us, Abongile.
And talking about transformation, Prof, many, when we have this conversation around transformation, it would feel that, you know what, oh, this simply means that if they're looking for 100 new PhDs, this is only about those that are black. But essentially, I mentioned from the conversation that the sentences that you've just given to us, it does include everyone, but yes, predominantly, you are looking to transform.
Absolutely. I think we are all embracing. I think some of our PhD students are also white, but I don't think that's the essence of it. I think when we think about transformation in the Institute, and I think we should be thinking about transformation more broadly in South Africa. One, it is about equity. I think we should not run away from that, and I think we should embrace it. But two, it's also about the nature of the scholarship. The nature of the scholarship needs to change. We need to see more of Abungile not only graduating with PhDs, but we also need to see them writing books, telling their stories from our perspective, South African perspective, African perspective, using our own language, using our own text. You know, that the narrative needs to be told from a different point of view, and that for me is the important part of transformation. And I'm not in any way negating equity, and I think equity resonates very strongly in the Institute. I think gender is one of those important other aspects of transformation and linked to equity, right? So I think we need to see it as broad as what is the nature of the scholarship that's coming out of South Africa that best resonates with us as truly South African, as truly African for that matter. So I'm very proud of the number of research projects that we funded. I think there's a Professor Lumisile Ndebeza from UCT who's doing amazing work on pre-coloniality. What is pre-coloniality? Because in prehistory, right? Because our history doesn't start with someone landing his boat in Cape Town, where you are based, Abungile. It starts before that, and I think Professor Nseveza is doing amazing work. There are other people who are doing fascinating work that tells our story. Our own students, right? We have a fascinating PhD on Ken Temba. I think Sipho has just graduated on Ken Temba. No one will ever write the history of Ken Temba and the work Ken Temba better than us, right? And I think for a very long time, we've been relying on others to write our stories, to theorize about us. And I think transformation should start there in higher education, but also broadly in South Africa.
To you listening at home, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. 6 minutes now before we get to 5 o'clock, and joining you in conversation is Professor Seremba Soweta, CEO of the NIHSS, who says that getting 100 new PhDs is a good thing because it will go a long way in transforming higher education or the higher education system. That being said, what's your conversation? You've been listening to the prof. What do you think of some of her suggestion or her conversation? Feel free to be part of this conversation. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Now, Prof, there's talk of an annual doctorate conference. What is this about?
So the conference is essentially about bringing our students in one space for them to interrogate those great ideas that they're coming up with in their PhDs. So we want to support them in coming together with their peers and share ideas with their peers. I think the worst thing about a PhD is that most people who've gone through it tell you that it's a lonely process. So we're trying to also work around that so that indeed what comes out of their PhDs is not just same old PhDs. It is PhDs that have been vetted by peers. But also I think part of the conference is also to bring professors to interrogate some of the ideas that the students are coming up with. So the conference is really to bring our students. I think there's about 300 of them that are coming at the end of the month, and we are also bringing about 20 scholars. These are professors, senior academics who come in and facilitate all of these conference sessions. The conference is also about, I think for the first time this year, it's also about building on our alumni. So 200 of our students who graduated, we are coming together again and saying, what can you contribute? South Africa has contributed to this much. What is your contribution back to academia, back to the other students who are still struggling with getting through their PhDs? But I think the alumni is more than that. It's also about how can the institute also serve these graduates much better, because the world of work that they're involved in is very complex, be it in academia, be it in government, be it in the private sector. So we are also trying to empower them to make sure that the transition to the workplace is much better. The third aspect of the conference is the gala dinner, which I think most people love, because that's when our new graduates wear their red gowns again for the second time, and we celebrate them. The conference would not be successful if we didn't leverage on our mentors. So part of our graduate program is that we pair students with mentors, senior academics. So our mentors play a very important role in making sure that the conference is successful. So I think that our model is unique. I think it's unique throughout. I think as South Africa, maybe even in the world, if I were to be arrogant in saying that we don't just provide a scholarship. And I think this is what Dr. Nzimande was very adamant about, that there's no point in giving someone a scholarship and you don't then provide the necessary support. So the conference is that big support that we provide to our students. It's a lively event. I think that students have come out of it thinking of the humanities and social sciences in a different way, thinking of their projects in a different way. So that's the conference, Abuyele.
Prof, thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. But before we let you go, perhaps you want to leave a message with the Cape Talk listeners?
Yeah, I think it's been a great conversation. I think what I would want the most for South Africa is to continue to build. I think sometimes the country experiences very difficult times, but I know that we are a resilient nation, and I think that most of the time we flourish under those difficult conditions. And of course, congratulations to Amabhokobhoko.
Thank you so much, Prof. As I always say, you know, South Africans will have you fooled. They'll give you the idea that they're horrible people, but deep down, yes, inside, they're wonderful people.
Absolutely. We are a great nation.